The essence of life comes clear at a funeral or a memorial service. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. My mom died in 2019. At her funeral, friends, family, and even strangers expressed that she was a loving giver. She used money to share love and supply others' needs. One lady told me in tears that the winter coat she was wearing was a gift from my mom. It was a surprise that came at a time when she was in need of money and encouragement. It was her gift from above. Others shared how my mom had been there for them when they were friendless, depressed, or hurting. She not only listened, she asked what they needed and was eager to give what they lacked. Someone visited her during a lengthy hospital stay and learned that she had collected the names and addresses of hospital staff that had served her. She surprised them with gift cards sent to their home suggesting that they take their family out to dinner or simply take care of themselves. Everyone she encountered experienced grace, mercy, love, and as much support as she could afford to share. She truly refreshed others. Encouraging words don't cost money. Yet Solomon said, "Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Be attentive to the needs of others. They'll remember your love." Proverbs 3:27 says, "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to act." My mom was the Lord's servant. She loved God and people, invested herself in the well-being of others, and gave to all who entered her life. In my new book, Seven Gray Swans, I describe potentially significant events that could happen. A gray swan is an obvious danger that we tend to ignore. My goal is to show you how to prepare for and survive these economic threats. The ebook is available now at Amazon.com.